Welcome back. Well, I'm delighted to say that I'm joined on the line by Stevie McKenna, who's the race director for the Irish National Cycling Championships that are taking place in Omagh over the weekend. They began on Thursday and they go through until Sunday. You're listening to Highland Radio Saturday Sport with me, Chris Ashmore, and Joe Dex. Stevie, delighted you could join us this afternoon just to give us a brief outline of what's happening over the weekend. It's a huge occasion for Omagh and some really top-class cyclists taking part.
Yes, absolutely. Good afternoon. I'm here at the finish line just, and there's currently two races on at the moment. The world-ranked women's race is currently on, along with the Masters 40 race. So there's great carnival atmosphere here in Omagh. There's the road races on today, and the Blue Ribbon road race is on tomorrow with the elite men. So, yeah, lots of excitement, lots of action here.
Now, for the Omagh Wheelers, this is a very proud moment for the club and everybody involved, no doubt.
Absolutely. This has been sort of in planning since 2013, and a lot of hard work put in, but it's all paying dividends this weekend, and hopefully we'll get big crowds out tomorrow to see all the top professionals in the world out racing against each other.
Now, it all began on Thursday. You had the elite men, the women, the paracyclists, and the tandem time trials. How did that all go?
Yes, the defending champion from last year, Ryan Mullen, defended his title successfully. He rides for the on-post Sean Kelly team. So, yeah, it was fantastic. We had almost 100 competitors. And across the disciplines, there was professionals in from Belgium, Holland. Some of the girls came from America, some of the elite women. So it was a fantastic event and a really tough course, but the riders all really enjoyed it.
Now, things like this just don't happen. An awful lot of organising, and you need marshals, cooperation of the police, hundreds and hundreds of people involved behind the scenes.
Absolutely. We have about 250 people out on the ground today between police, marshals, officials. So there is a lot of logistics involved, and it's been a long day. But obviously, it paid dividends. Great team effort by all the sort of different organisations involved. So, yeah, really working well.
And all over Ireland, cycling is going through a real boom at the moment. The cycling clubs all experiencing an increase in membership.
Oh, absolutely. It's increasing enormously in the second layer level. But, you know, again, it's just more sort of the average person who just wants to go out and keep fit as opposed to the people who are out racing. So it's just people wanting to go out and enjoy sort of the fresh air and get out and be sort of fit and healthy. So it's great to see so many people out in the roads, and hopefully this will sort of capture their imagination this weekend of some of the young people and see more people take it up and go out and have some fun.
Now, Donegal's top cyclist, Philip Deignan of Team Sky, he's going to be in action tomorrow, I believe.
Yes, absolutely. Philip confirmed he's going to be riding. So he's one of the top riders in the world. He rides with Team Sky. So it's great to have him home on Ulster Roads and riding to try and get the title of national champion. He hasn't been national champion before, so that'll be something special if he gets it. And obviously for those riders who ride on the world level, to have the Irish jersey on their back, something really special. So let's hope some of the riders are get a big day tomorrow.
And just in terms of the action tomorrow, what sort of distance are we talking about, and where exactly is the course?
Well, the course is based in Omagh Town Centre, so if people make their way to Omagh Town Centre, we have shuttle buses that are run free of charge around the course to take spectators around to the spectator points. The race is 105 miles, 7 laps of a 15-mile lap course, and it will be done in under 4 hours. So the riders will be averaging up to 28 miles per hour average over the 105 miles. So really fast action, real excitement. So it's going to be really good.
And it is, from a spectator's point of view, I know there was a major junior championship held in Letterkenny last year. And when you're up front and you see the speed of the guys going past, you know, it really can be very exciting.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, very successful Erigo Youth Tour that takes place up in Donegal. But I think people don't really appreciate how fast these guys go and these girls go on their bikes. Even the cars get caught out in the motorbikes, especially when it's going around sort of the twisty parts of the town. You know, the bicycles can be going up to 40, 50 miles per hour coming down some of the fast sections. So it is real high speed and high action, and it's real good for spectators to come out and watch. And we've also got a national cycling village with lots of trade stands and businesses and hospitality, and we've got a professional BMX stunt team coming in to provide entertainment for kids and running workshop, etc. So there's so much going on. It's great. We really encourage people to come out and see it.
And finally, and good to see, the forecast is good.
Yes, we've been very lucky today. There's been no rain at all. The sun's been out shining at times. and it's given to be better again for tomorrow. So it'll really help make it really enjoyable for spectators coming out and having a good day. So again, I would encourage everybody to come down. Starts at 10:30 tomorrow and runs for till about 4 hours. Chance to meet world's best cyclists, come up and get close and personal to them and see some real fast action. So almost the place to be tomorrow.